How can companies accelerate IT transformation? It starts with choosing the right partner. That's why companies call Navisite, modern IT services for modern IT needs. Visit navisite.com/go.
This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, April 29th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. You probably know Elon Musk as the iconoclastic entrepreneur behind Tesla, SpaceX, and other tech companies. You might also know Musk for his many run-ins with regulators. While most executives try to stay in regulators' good graces, or at least steer clear of them, Musk has, on many occasions, gone head-to-head with an alphabet soup of agencies that oversee things like financial markets and spaceflight. Our investigations reporter Susan Pulliam will help us take a closer look at these battles and their outcomes after these headlines. Uber is adding features to its app that'll further entwine its ride-hailing and food delivery businesses. For instance, one feature will let passengers book and pick up meals while en route somewhere in an Uber. The changes underscore Uber's strategy for a future in which people are once again able to travel and go to work, a future in which food delivery orders are expected to slow. The company is betting that the new features will make it easier to drive business to Uber Eats as consumers take more trips. We report exclusively that Verizon is exploring a sale of its media assets, including Yahoo and AOL. People familiar with the matter say the sales process could yield a price of $4 to $5 billion if a deal does go through. The move would be a dramatic reversal of Verizon's once lofty ambitions in the media sector. Big tech's big earnings week continues. Apple reported record quarterly revenue of $89.6 billion and double its profit from a year ago. That's thanks to surging sales of its new 5G iPhones and other products. The company didn't provide any earnings guidance for this quarter. Investors are looking for signs that growth will continue, even as the tech sector struggles with a chip shortage and other pandemic-related uncertainties. Meanwhile, Facebook posted a sharp increase in quarterly revenue and profit as it benefited from a wave of digital ad spending. But the social network said it expects growth to take a hit later this year because of factors including Apple's new ad targeting rules, which we discussed on the show earlier this week. And just a day ahead of its earnings report, Amazon said it would raise wages for its hourly employees. The tech giant said more than 500,000 of its employees would see an increase in pay of between 50 cents and $3 an hour. The news follows an unsuccessful unionization election at one of Amazon's warehouses in Bessemer, Alabama, earlier this month. All right, coming up after the break, how Elon Musk has broken the rules of engagement with U.S. regulators and what it could mean for him and his companies. That's next.
How can companies accelerate IT transformation? It starts with choosing the right partner. That's why companies call Navisite, modern IT services for modern IT needs. Visit navisite.com/go.
Elon Musk has become one of the world's most successful entrepreneurs by disrupting industries from electric vehicles to rockets. Along the way, he's also challenged the rules of engagement with regulators. Musk has had a series of run-ins with a range of regulators in which he's sidestepped rules and ignored enforcement attempts. For more on this, I'm joined by our investigations reporter, Susan Pulliam. Hey, Susan, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Amanda. Glad to be here.
So could you just give us an example or two of what we've seen in terms of Musk's run-ins with regulators?
So one of the most recent and really interesting examples came earlier this year and the end of last year when Space Exploration Technologies, his rocket company, was getting ready to launch a rocket off of the Boca Chica launch pad in Texas. The rocket was on the launch pad, ready to go, and there were a number of issues that had made it unclear whether or not it was going to be safe to launch the rocket. There was discussion back and forth between the FAA and SpaceX about what to do and you know, the weather that day and a variety of issues. SpaceX asked the FAA for a waiver of its safety regulations related to the potential for damage stemming from an explosion. SpaceX didn't get the waiver that it had asked for, but it went ahead and it launched the rocket anyway. So this touched off a kerfuffle, and several congressional committees started to look into this. And the FAA ultimately had to step in and ask SpaceX to investigate. And so it turned into a great big mess. An FAA spokesman told us that SpaceX had taken corrective actions and enhanced public safety since that December launch. SpaceX also now has to have an FAA inspector present for each launch. So that's one of the most recent examples that we've seen.
And in instances like this, what's been the tenor of Musk's engagement with regulators? What kind of a stance has he taken?
So rather than trying to comply readily and swiftly the way most companies and CEOs do, Musk really gets his back up and, you know, often takes to Twitter and disparages regulators, sometimes in ways that are really not even repeatable on air. He kind of really comes at them very aggressively. And that's what happened in the case of the rocket launch in December as well. He pretty quickly started calling the FAA Space Division fundamentally broken. And then later on, he accused the FAA of saying that their rules are meant for a handful of expendable launches per year, saying that under their rules, humanity will never get to Mars.
Can you just put this into context for us? How does Musk's approach compare to other CEOs and leaders?
Well, most CEOs and leaders, the last thing they want to do is to get into a standoff or a headbutting competition with regulators. I mean, they really try to comply quickly. You know, if they're called before a congressional committee, they'll march right in and try to hold their hat in their hand and say, you know, we're sorry, we'll never do it again. But Musk doesn't, you know, he takes the opposite approach.
And for those other CEOs who comply fairly quickly, what's their incentive? I guess, what are they weighing?
Well, there are potential fines, and regulators do have the force of law behind them. You know, they can ultimately, you know, fine or bring charges if they need to against companies that don't follow their rules as they're laid out.
And I guess a big question is Musk's approach working? What's been the outcome of these fights? Who's generally come out on top?
Well, in a lot of cases, Musk has actually come out looking like a winner. He's gotten into these run-ins with regulatory agencies, and these regulators are generally pretty formidable. They've got a lot of assets at their disposal. But Musk has in some ways outmatched them. He's shown on more than one occasion that he can sidestep some of the rules that have typically bounded other people in his position. And he's even ignored attempts to enforce those rules in some cases. So at the end of the day, that kind of approach has even benefited him in some odd ways. One analyst told us that some shareholders see him as a freedom fighter and they cheer him on because of it.
At the same time, though, Musk hasn't emerged entirely unscathed, right?
That's right. Back in 2018, Musk got into some trouble with the SEC over how he was using Twitter. The SEC said that he had misled investors by tweeting about a potential buyout of Tesla. Musk eventually had to pay $20 million to settle the case, and he agreed to restrictions on how he'd use Twitter. There is actually even a list of events and financial milestones that he needs to get pre-approved by Tesla lawyers before he can tweet them. Since then, there's been at least one occasion where regulators have asked about whether or not they were monitoring, Tesla was monitoring Musk's tweets, and Musk has responded online with some colorful language about regulators. The SEC wouldn't comment for us on that.
So you reached out to Elon Musk for his perspective on your story. What did he have to say?
So we did send him a long list of questions, and we didn't get any detailed responses from him, but he did respond ultimately to us with an emoji that it's the poop emoji.
Oh, my.
And so, we took that and tried to interpret it. We also asked him to elaborate and tell us his views of regulators, but he declined to respond to those questions. And then, just as we were getting ready to publish, I tweeted on Tuesday night saying that he agrees with regulators 99.9% of the time, saying that when they do disagree, it's almost always due to new technologies that other regulations or past regulations didn't anticipate.
So what's the takeaway here? You know, Musk works with a lot of emerging technologies. What do these run-ins with regulators tell us about the gap we sometimes see between tech companies and regulators?
Well, he's in part a reflection of, you know, the view in Silicon Valley that regulations are, you know, an impediment to industries that need to move fast. And they, you know, that the regulatory environment really wasn't designed with these, some of these new industries in mind. So, you know, he's an outlier in terms of the way he behaves publicly and the way he uses Twitter to respond to regulators. But he is a bit of a reflection of the attitude, you know, among tech companies in general, that regulations are a nuisance.
All right. Our investigations reporter, Susan Pulliam. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you, Amanda.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.